While I was working on my sermon this week, I thought of lyrics from a song, and I thought it would be interesting if it was woven throughout my sermon as a letter from unknown authors. So please allow me to introduce myself. I've been around a long, long time. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. I watched as Judas pointed his hand and sealed his shame and fate. I'm writing to you who are God's children, who are mature or young in your faith, because your sins are forgiven through Christ, because the battle over evil has been won. You know Christ, existed from the beginning, and because you know Christ, you know the Father. The circumstances you have been facing are getting brighter and less daunting each day. The one making you feel shame, puzzled, causing you the need to scream in vain, confused, restrained, and in need of change is not of God. I'm writing these warnings to you not to be led astray, encouraging you to remain in fellowship. For the river you are a part of flows directly from the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit that dwells within you. There are those who are deceiving you. Hear these words of encouragement and hope. In the face of false prophets, feel God's love, feel hope. Beloved, we are God's children now. Have hope in him. See what love the Father has given us. Do not lose heart or focus. And most importantly, do not be deceived and led into fear and hate and shame, for those are not of Christ. You know what truth is. You know what is considered sin and righteousness. You know all these things. So hold true to them and do not lose hope. Remember to remain in Christ as Christ remains in you. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Please allow me to introduce myself. I was there after the earthquake shook the church in 1054 and the river split, when the mystery surrounding Christ was rationalized through countless theologians, movements, wars, sinners, and saints. In 1517, I introduced a sandbar, splitting the church into two rivers. Those looking for the mystery of Christ by faith through grace, and those focused on Acts. For some, needing all the answers to the questions being posed and allowing God's grace to be freely given by sanctification to shroud Christ once more. Concerning sin and justification, the mystery of Christ allowing us to be both sinner and saint, knowing we are all sinners, and that daily we are to die to our sins. However, it is through Christ's gift to us by the cross, with the resulting justification by faith and the grace of faith, God daily forgives our sins. Thus, we are saints, which is a gift by the Holy Spirit through our baptism. We are renewed and sanctified daily, and within us creates love towards God and each other daily. This river started off small by a movement I did not want named after myself, but has grown and is still part of the larger river which shares life with the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Pleased to meet you. I hope you guess my name. Please allow me to introduce myself. I've been around a long, long time. You are my beloved children. When you cry out in your shame, in your doubt, and in your pain, I have already forgiven your sins, and I have redeemed you once again. I have made you part of my body. My grace is freely given to all who enter into the river of life. Young and old, it does not matter. All are welcomed to receive my Spirit and to be washed in the new life with my Son. I hope you've guessed my name. I am your God. My arms surround you to give you hope. In me, there is no shame.